Good morning and welcome to worship, and we welcome all in Jesus' precious name. I thought before worship, God created this male and female in his own image, to know him, to love him, to live with him and glorify him. And it is right that we who were created by God should live to his glory. Our intimations, tea and coffee after the service in the small hall as usual, time of fellowship. This is the first Sunday of the month, so the retiring offering after the worship this morning, just for the future work of the ongoing work of the church. And Bonnie Leslie Court and worship at 3 o'clock. It's part of our mission and our pastoral care, so it'll be great to see a good number of the congregation there, both congregations there, to worship with the residents of Bonnie Leslie Court. Right. How do you pronounce that?
Zagunas.
Thank you. The girl will be entertained by the Zagunas Choir from Fairley at a concert in the church hall on Tuesday coming. Tickets £4, including afternoon tea, and available from Dorothy. Get together on Wednesday, 11:30 till 2, on the Wednesday the 7th. It's just a chance to be together and to have fellowship together, and hopefully people of the community as well. Kirk Session meet on Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock in the small hall. And shared worship next week at 10:30 here for remembrance. And then 1:30 for the war memorial. Hopefully you'll have got one of these cards as you came in. If you don't, there'll be some more at the door. Treat it as an invite. Just give it to someone, pray about it, and then ask God to tell you who you could give it to, and don't worry about their response. Just tell them that's an invite to join us at worship, either here at 10:30 or at the War Memorial at 1:30, and let God be God and worry about the response. But just take time, pray about it during the week, hand it to someone. Whether it's a friend, whether it's somebody in the family, or whether it's a complete stranger as you pass. Now there's an act of faith. But just take that as an invite and pass that on. I have one other intimation. And it only came in last night, so you weren't getting it, Ross. And I've not got it on this. The service this evening at 7:15 at High Kirk Hall. There's a speaker from Kilsyth, Barbara someone. I just can't remember her surname. But that's the High Kirk's monthly fellowship. And we're invited to join them and listen, take part and be part of that, to God's glory. As we are gathered, oh no, hold on a second, joint session conference, missed it. Saturday 17th of November at 2:30 down at our dear church. This is for all the elders of both congregations, and it's to look to the deliverances that have come from the General Assembly, now being put through the Presbytery, which instruct us to look at what we're doing in this area and what radical things that we could be doing as well. So that's then the 17th, which is not that far away now. Now, as we are gathered, let's worship. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. For he founded it on the seas and established it on the waters. Who may ascend the mountains of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? The one who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not trust in an idol or swear by a false god. They will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from God, their Saviour. Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, God of Jacob. In Christ alone, stand to worship.
You are a wonderful God, for you are a God of infinite knowledge, infinite patience, and infinite compassion. You alone know what lies ahead of us, and we thank you that you're there to guide us. You sent your Son to show us the most excellent way. He taught us that the greatest commandment is to love you with all our hearts, souls, and minds, and that the second greatest commandment is to love our neighbours as ourselves. Yet no man or woman can exist alone. We need farmers to grow crops to feed us, teachers to pass on the knowledge of the world that has been revealed to us, healers to cure our illnesses, and pastors to help us maintain our spiritual health and connection to you. We thank you for sending out your Spirit to share these and other gifts with us. Lord, for the times we take these gifts for granted, or do not even recognize that we have such gifts, please forgive us. For the times where we do not do as much as we could to help others, please forgive us. And for the times where we fall short in our devotions to you, Lord, please have mercy on us. Help us to live and work together better so that by our deeds and words, we can continue the work your Son started to advance your kingdom throughout the world. We ask these things through the precious name of Jesus as we say together the prayer he taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen. As we begin to think about the scriptures for today and the whole thing about the letter that Paul writes, the first letter to the church at Corinth, and he notes that they're not lacking any spiritual gift. Even so, they appear to have written to him on the subject. So they've contacted him about it, and he now teaches them more about gifts provided through the Holy Spirit. Our scripture reading this morning.
Now, about the gifts of the Spirit, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, somehow or other, you were influenced and led astray to dumb idols. Therefore, I want you to know that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says, Jesus be cursed, and no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom. To another, a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by that one Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. And to still another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and he distributes them to each one just as he determines.
May God add his blessing to this reading of his word. To him be all glory, honour and praise. And now, the Jam Club. I've been looking forward to this.
This month we have also been talking about Paul's letters and Paul's different journeys. We got out an old map and plotted where he'd gone from Jerusalem all the way to Greece and back. As some of you were at the gathering, you would have seen we have puppets. But people who weren't there, you're now getting a treat. And hopefully, if you want to clap, that's quite well and good, because it's quite an upbeat song.
Okay, put your hands up in the air, the hands up in the air, and everybody sing no.
A couple of things I just wanted to share around that. I first came around puppet ministry years ago, and it's always been on my heart to do something about it. So I'm so pleased we managed to get something going, not only here, but actually through Presbytery. But over the last couple of days, Maureen and I were down in Rugby. That's why she's not here. Not that I've left her in Rugby, but we got in at 20 past midnight last night. At the European Puppet Festival. And it was fascinating just to see the extent that the puppets can be used and other stuff, balloon sculptures and all sorts of things. But really fascinating couple of days. And the theme of the conference was actually about the creative one, God being the creative one. And underlying that, everything that they were doing, and I think this is important for us, is it's just that point of we are created in his image. God created us in his image. And actually, he wants to bless us. He wants to bless us in so many different ways. And it's something that we'll see as we go through the service, particularly start talking about the gifts of the Spirit. But God wants to bless us. And you know, we all see things differently and we all learn things differently. And one of the key things about the puppets is it teaches both ways. Those who are doing learn as well, and those who are watching. And it's not just for children, about children, but actually it's about everyone. And one of the things that we're really talking about over the last couple of days was all age services and the extent to which they could be taken. So watch this space if you think there's been change. But you know, what we need to really remember is that, first of all, God created us in his image. It's that whole thing about God has his hand on our back. He's actually part of us. And when we go away from him, we lose that connection. But his hand is always there. He wants to bless us. He created us. He doesn't want to leave us. But he created us and he wants to bless us. And so as we think about everything that God has done right from the very start, when we look at Scripture, it's all about that story of God wanting to bring his people back to him and trying to bring his people back to him. God wanting to bless his people. And the story develops of God's people not wanting to let God bless them. But we miss so much if we miss that time. We're created in his image. All that we do is to his glory and for his glory. And when we lose sight of that, we lose the whole connection with God. It's to his glory. He created us. He wants to bless us. Let's pray. Maker of all, let us not lose sight that we and every human being you have made are created in your image. Father, never let us doubt this about ourselves. Never let us doubt this about any other man or woman, for to do so denies the glory that is due to your name. Your likeness glimpsed in us testifies that we belong to you, body, mind and soul. Amen. Sing together all through history.
Noah built the most enormous boat that kept the birds and animals afloat. The Lord was good, the Lord was strong, and Noah lived his life for him. Moses led his people through the sea, taking them away from slavery. The Lord was good, the Lord was strong, and Moses lived his life for him.
Comes.
Christ died to take away our sin, so we could get to know our God again. The Lord is good, the Lord is strong, and we will live our lives for Him.
And we continue with our offering. Prayer points this morning from Rossin Presbytery Prayer Cycle. We pray for Dalry St Margaret's Church, where the Reverend Marion Howie is the interim moderator in the locum, and for the Vacancy Procedure Committee, where Ross Mitchell, Reverend Ross Mitchell, is the convener, and Marion Howie is the vice convener. From Crossreach Prayer Diary, it's the Crossreach Bluebell Perinatal Counselling Service in Glasgow. This provides specialist creche, baby massage, counselling and psychotherapy to parents and families affected by perinatal illness. And for Path of Renewal congregation this morning in Melrose and Peebles Presbytery, Earlston Parish Church, with the Reverend Julie Rennick as the minister, and the mentor is the Reverend Robin Hill. Let's join together in prayer. Let's pray. Father, as always, we lift these prayers up to you. We give you thanks that brothers and sisters in Christ are worshipping this morning in these places. And Lord, we give you thanks too for Crossreach and for the counselling service, Bluebell. Father, that you would just bless all that work there, all who receive a service from there, all who are strengthened by the work there. And Father, as we think of this last week, we give you thanks for the things that were good, the things that were encouraging, the things that just lift us. And as we do that, Lord, we give you thanks too for the harder things. And we thank you because when we look, when we dig in, we realize you're there as well. That you're with us step by step. And so, Father, at the moment, we just take time now to pray for this world. A Lord that seems so mixed up, so confused. A world that's more and more looking into itself. People are looking inwards about who they are. And not upwards or outwards to who you are. Father, we pray for those who today are facing the reality of violence. Facing the reality of malnutrition. For those who are facing the reality of death because they profess Jesus Christ's name as Lord. Well, we've no idea what that feels like. But there's people in your world that are facing that. Lord, as we pray for your church, for the Elston Parish Church, for Dorai St. Margaret's, we pray for your church throughout the world. And Lord, we pray that within your church, within the body of your church, people would find you, people would find your love, your light, your touch, your healing. Father, we pray for the Church of Scotland. And Lord, as we're all looking to the future, Enable us to keep that of the past which has been really good, which has been fruitful. And as we look to today and look to tomorrow, we pray your Spirit would guide us and lead us, Lord. And speak to us now about those invitations for next week. Is there a name, a face that pops into mind or heart? Enable us by your Spirit to be bold and just to pass that invitation out and leave the acceptance or the reply to you, Lord. And so, Lord, as we come and we bring our prayers together. We commit ourselves to you once again. Dedicate ourselves to being followers of you. We present our very selves, we present this money, a token of all that you've given, we give back to you. May it all be for the building up of your kingdom. Now and forevermore. Amen. New month, a new hymn for the month. Make me a channel of your peace. Let's stand to worship. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we turn to you. I ask you now for the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus by your Spirit to rest upon every mind in this place, in order that the perception of what I say will be heard, received, applied as you intend. Cleanse my tongue, that I will be your transparent instrument to say everything that needs to be said, nothing that doesn't need to be said. I pray that I will be very, very clear. This will bring great honour and glory to your name. I pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. So as we consider these gifts from God, earlier I said that God just wants to bless us, and I believe that. I believe that. Absolutely. God wants to bless us. But he doesn't want to leave us just where we are. He wants to bring us on. He wants us to be transformed by his Spirit, by the renewing of our mind. He wants us not in the culture, following the culture of the world, but actually following him, following the Lord Jesus Christ. And he wants us to be in a position of freedom. As we believe in him and we believe in Jesus and we have the Holy Spirit, which enables us to say truthfully and from our heart, Jesus is Lord. He He wants to be able to bless us and gift us. And when Paul's writing this letter to the church at Corinth, believe that he's responding to things that are coming from the church in Corinth. Their background has been a church which has stemmed very much from pagan background. So there's all sorts of things that they'll have been worshipping prior to coming to meet Jesus and to follow him and being disciples of him. There's a lot of stuff that's in their background, in their culture, that's still hanging around. And we know that prior to this reading, in chapter 11, where Paul concentrates on the abuses of the Lord's Supper, we know that they were doing things wrong. There was a table for the rich people and a table for the poor people, which was further aside. And you know, Paul was saying, before you come to the Lord's Supper, have a meal at home. Because we're bringing that in here into their church, into their gathering, and not doing it right, not following God. They were following, still hanging on to some of the traces of their background, their culture. So Paul's writing this right in to their culture, but it's appropriate for us to think about these things as well. And first of all, he says, now about the gifts of the Spirit, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. But the gifts of the Spirit, I do not want you to be uninformed. He wants to tell the people about the gifts of the Spirit. A real thing for Paul to speak about. He wants to address the people about the gifts of the Spirit, about the spiritual gifts. You know that when you were pagans, somehow or other, you were influenced and led astray to dumb idols. And so this whole idea is he's speaking to them that they have been taken aside by the culture. They've been looking at other things, they're worshipping other things. And as they've come to Christ, they've not quite let go of these things. So Paul wants to tell them all about it because they've been led astray, been influenced. How often is it that we get led astray when we see the things of the world? When we see what happens around and about, and the culture that gets kind of brought in to the church. So there he says, I want you to know that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says, Jesus be cursed. And no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. The whole thing's about we can say these words, but actually it's when we mean them, when they're meaningful. And it's very difficult. In fact, I would say it's impossible. Somebody full of the Holy Spirit to actually say the first phrase. It's easy to read, but I'm trying not to read it. I want to say it, but I don't want to say it, if you see what I mean. But no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit and mean it. So first of all, he's saying, you need to know. I want you to know the truth about these things. Sometimes we miss this, the truth. And especially for me, we get to this time of year, we get to Halloween, and folks, I've got to say, I hate it. I hate it with a passion. It has a grounding in Christianity. It has a grounding as we think on the 1st of November of All Saints' Day, of those who have gone before us. But look where the world has turned it. Look at how it's been commercialised. Look how it's been made to go through all these zombies and different spirit things and skeletons. And you know, it's just not of Christ, but it's so much the culture of the world. So much the culture of the world, and Scripture tells us not to conform to the patterns of this world. And so, Paul says there's different kinds of gifts, but it's the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. Behind us, as believers, is that same Spirit, that same Lord, that same God. As I spoke about a couple of weeks ago, when we talked about the Trinity and the kind of the God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but Father is not the Son is not the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit is not the Father, but the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit are of God, they're of equal substance, one substance, equal in rank and power and glory and majesty. That's what we are talking about as believers. We're given the gift of the Holy Spirit. As believers, we have the gift of the Holy Spirit. And we need to be clear about that in our own minds. That's what God does for us. Jesus tells us that. And now the Spirit wants to bless us. The Spirit wants to bless us with gifts. A message of wisdom, a message of knowledge, faith, gifts of healing, miraculous powers, prophecy, discernment, speaking in tongues, and the ability to interpret tongues. Now, some people might say that these things, Paul says in Ephesians, that these things were for the founding of the church, or some of these things were for the founding of the church, and they're no longer needed. They might not be needed. I would dispute that. But we might say they're not needed, but actually they're still here. These gifts, these spiritual gifts, have not finished. They're still with us. It would take too long to go through each of these gifts and explain each one. So I'm resisting that temptation right now, I can tell you. But actually, what's more important to think about this morning is the fact that why God wants to give us. Let's just accept that God has given us His Spirit. When we turn to Him, when we believe that Jesus is Lord, and we are filled with His Holy Spirit. Stage one. Next stage is God wants to give us gifts. Not for our own self-importance, not for our own self-worth, not because then we can do all sorts of funny things, but actually for the common good of the church. For the common good of everyone. So whether we've got a word of knowledge, whether we've got healings, gifts of healings, whether it's miraculous powers, whether it's the ability to speak in tongues or interpret tongues, to discern amongst spirits, whatever that gift is, it's not just for you. It's not for you. It's for you to use for other people, for the building up of the church, for the building up of the people, and to the glory of God. But actually, we need to know, and we have to accept that these gifts are given to us. Each gift has a different thing to do, different task, different way. But these are not the only gifts. that we read about in Scripture, but the ones that Paul wanted to speak to the people in Corinth about. He says he knows that they've been gifted. He knows that they've been gifted. But he wants to give them the right information about the gifts. And sometimes for me, that we just glance over that as church and we lose sight of it. But actually, they're there for us. Last weekend, the whole weekend with Kenny Borthwick, with Rob Barlow, and the praise night on the Sunday night, and the shared worship the Sunday morning, were just signs of God's giftings and the way he wanted to work amongst us here in Stevenson. And actually a reminder for me, as much as anyone else, that this is what God's wanting to do. And it's God's work, and it's to God's glory that we meet and then take our giftings out to share with each other. God wants to bless us. He wants to encourage us, and he wants to build us up. And I have to say, it doesn't matter the age that we are. That was one of the important things about all age worship. Actually, it's not about just doing stuff for the children. It's not just about doing stuff for older people. It's actually about all being together and sharing together and worshiping together for the common good of the church, to build each other up. That's part of the gifting of God. He doesn't want to leave us just as we are. He wants to build us up, to transform us. And he gives us these gifts. It's up to the Holy Spirit about who gets what gift. It's possible to ask for a gift. It is possible to ask for a gift. Whether God's going to give you that gift through his Spirit or not, it's another matter. But God wants you to be blessed by him. He wants to bless, and he wants to give gifts for the building up of his people, his creation. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we praise you now come to glorify your name. Come before your Spirit, present with us now. We ask him to enter us, body, mind, and spirit, to heal us of all that harms us, and to gift us as he may. Father, may we know about that gift your Spirit has given us each. May we receive it gracefully, enable us to use it for the common good and to your glory. Hear this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. How lovely on the mountains are the feet of him, our God reigns. Heavenly Father, as we prepare to leave this place now, may we expect you as we leave the building, as we share with each other, may we anticipate your touch amongst us. May you lead us and guide us into the world, and may you enable us to share the gifting that you give us, the love that you have for us and for your people. And may you lead us as we follow. And the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each one now and until Jesus comes again, and then forevermore. Let there be love shared among us.